everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Weird Web. We are on episode 101. We're in the triple digits. We left last week with many things still up in the air. People revealed. We did not officially reconnect the headquarters back yet, did we?
No, she tried to revert time and failed. Past one.
Yeah. So Karen, instead of doing the spell, tried to reverse time, which would, you know, rewind everything and all the mistakes, failed. Morgana has officially been outed to everyone.
Dang. That is not my sister. That is Morgana. Do not let her escape, and then nobody would do anything because they're all chicken shit.
Yeah. A lot of the White Council's defected, having lost access to their magic because they were
the interns.
I mean, some of the interns are still there. You talked to one of them.
They're unpaid. They should leave.
They're stuck in Wales now, and they can't afford to come back home.
Finally, who was truly outed was Micah and Morgana. I mean, technically Nora's body. But Uther and Morgana having sex in a bathroom.
Wasn't even a good bathroom.
It was pretty good sex, though.
I don't know. Did you roll for it?
Yeah, did you?
Roll for performance.
Off camera.
I'm sorry, that was the snake eyes.
That's Rose Butter. We will start tonight's episode with Wednesday, Morgana, and Micah probably coming back to the White Council. Whatever discussions were had off camera. Yeah. Hey, let's go get drinks. And now drinks were had. It was a mistake. What do they come back to? What are you up to, Karen?
Karen is annoyed, say the least, at a lot of things. She's finding the law books and the rule books of the White Council, and she's starting to take notes in them, like, I don't fucking care, and just writing next to them. This is fucking stupid, and like scratching out parts and like rewriting particular parts because she's sick of all the bullshit. And she's adding clauses on how to fire wizards because she's pissed that nobody did jack shit about Morgana because they're all chicken shit.
Roll plus sharp.
Probably open my character sheet.
Look at you changing those 10-year rules, opposing the union. Dangerous game you're playing.
These bitches didn't wizards, even fucking know I was missing.
Wizards very obviously don't believe in unions. They are an oligarchy.
They don't even have dental.
That's just because they're British.
Wow. I can't believe you've done this.
The views of Bobby do not reflect the views
wow
of this game, the parties involved.
That is so culturally insensitive.
It's to colonizers. I don't feel bad.
No, you're so valid about that. Yeah. You know,
George Washington, his teeth were made of wool.
Wool?
Okay. The sharp check.
God, him grinding his teeth would make the most irritating sound on the planet.
Mm-mm. Or no sound at all.
No. Wool rubbing? Oh, it's
terrible. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So what did you get, Karen?
I got to make a Photoshop
this
real quick.
Count as researching ancient secrets.
Yes.
Cool. I got a whole 7.
So you are going to have hold 1 to use changes you've made to laws.
Where the fuck is, didn't I get the new ability?
I don't know.
I thought I had enough to upgrade and get the, or am I thinking of Dylan?
We haven't gotten XP for a couple weeks, so probably.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I've given XP to you guys at all this season. Hold on.
So that's let's see, episode 1. Yes. Let's go. This is
episode 3. Or show 3, episode 5 and 6.
You guys each have 4 XP. You should have gotten 2 XP last week and 2 XP the week before.
Sweet. So I get a level up. That's fantastic.
Me too.
Oh, I'm going to erase a luck point with my level up.
I see that as a running thing for your character.
Yeah, that's the last one I can do for this character.
No.
Okay. So 2, that puts me at 1. That puts me at 3. Okay.
But yeah, you guys come back to Karen with a bunch of the White Council's kind of charters and bylaws and stuff with nothing but red pens.
Her first thing that she's going after is she's changing I don't remember the laws of magic. Hold on, let me open up laws of magic, Dresden files.
They're very similar.
And so I'm just pulling those ones up. Thou shalt not kill is fine. That's fine. That's fine. Eh, I don't like that one, but whatever.
What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Like I'm supposed to be doing. So
that's what we've all been doing. Yeah.
Really?
Lots of
it smells like work. Ale.
Well, we were studying the British pub system, and we were able to find some historical sites and learn about them.
Yeah.
It was very educational.
Yeah, Micah found a really great historical site and was in there for a while. Sensitive.
Yes, you just, god damn it, Ashton. Really, we don't know how long it might have just been a quick trip.
Yeah, would you roll?
A 10.
For sensitive?
Sensitive.
Yeah. All right. Who are you using it on?
Is Micah making the faces that Michael was making?
Which face was that?
I've got, you're like, kind of face. That one.
That one? That incredibly signaling face? No. Micah's pretty stone face. He's pretty good.
I've used it on Morgana recently. So I think I'm gonna use it on Micah because I haven't used it on Micah since he first showed back up.
Bring it on.
And sensitive with a 10 plus, a definitive impression, vision, tangible aura, or overheard thought. All right, we have.
Come on, Snake Eyes.
Vision, aura, thought. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see which of the three comes up.
God, I hope it's not a vision. That's going to be terrifying.
No, it's an overheard thought, Micah. As Wednesday is making these comments of you visiting a historical site, what are you thinking in your head?
Actually, to be honest, probably a joke. Like ancient history would be the joke. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I think that would be the first overt thought would honestly be a snarky response.
All right. And it's a definite impression, so you also know it's a sex joke.
I slept with someone very old.
Karen just kind of like looks at Micah and gives him like a strange look for a second and then just doesn't, I don't think she would want to put two and two together, so I don't think she's going to put two and two together.
Cool. Oh God.
Incredible. Bobby, always up in the stakes.
11.
All right, yeah, you can act normally. You're fine, whatever.
He really wanted the drama.
You can repress. I'll allow it.
Technically, actually, it would have been higher than that, but it doesn't matter. It would have been a 13. I forget. I can use weird for that. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm glad you had a good time.
Looking at some Micah. Of us more so than others.
Anyway, so what are we doing? Are you going to sit here all night poring over books or what?
It's what I've done for the last 2 years, minus the time we lost or whatever.
Okay.
But I'm making some I'm just writing some notes, you know, tweaking some things. I'm making some suggestions. There's like a list on a notepad. There is a list of every single member of the White Council taken from Gary's notebook because she does not fucking know who they all are. Mm-hmm. And some of them are like circled in red. The ones that she recognized that did jack shit in the and she also like puts question marks next to any that she doesn't know if she hasn't seen them or doesn't know who they are. So there's like question mark if she doesn't know who the fuck it is, and then there's like a very like a more scribbled emergency question mark explanation point if like she knows who they are and they're missing. So that's what she's been doing. Also, she's trying to write a law into she won't say this out loud, but for the audience, she's trying to write a law into how to get rid of people on the White Council in order to keep it fresh and ensure that they stop fucking up, because clearly we need some fresh wizards in here.
Are you proposing term limits?
I'm proposing a way for the Merlin to decide that people can be removed with a vote, potentially a vote.
Sounds like term limits with extra steps.
Not term limits, just getting rid of the people who are not agreeing with me.
I'm for term limits. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think she's more thinking dictatorship, honestly, in the back of her head.
Look, I don't think anyone who's 80 years old should be in charge of the future of the fabric of reality.
That being said, some dictatorships. I'm kidding. I'm an anarchist. I don't know if any of you have noticed.
I think she's slowly just basically... Nikki's not smart enough to figure out the right wording, but slowly trying to write a way in that the Merlin would be in charge, basically, of everything and get to make ultimate decisions and have veto power.
Lovely. No checks and balances.
Sure, all right, well, you got one change, and there it is. To be fair, more at the power. Current size of the White Council, that's a much more doable task.
Like, I'm just going to stand behind her and kind of peek over my shoulder.
Stop looking over my shoulder.
I'm just going to put my hands on my shoulder, on her shoulders. I'm so proud of you. It's just like something I would do.
Did you even wash your hands?
I just give a look. Yes, there's weird diseases going around. Who wouldn't wash their hands after being in public?
Anyway, didn't see you wash your hands.
Why would?
It's fine. It's just Wednesday. Anyway, veto power
starts looking at Nora.
It's fine. Arthur just pulled another sword out of a stone. We're good.
I start looking at Uther and Morgana, and then look at Uther and then Morgana. Nope. Okay. First, never tell me you're proud of me because I'm doing something that like you would do, please. That's not a compliment.
I do all evil things. Some were good. You didn't know me in my prime.
No. It's not your prime right now?
Well, no, I keep jumping body to body before I can ever start something.
No, there have been others.
Yeah.
God damn it. Gross. You did not. Oh. She finally put it together. Gross. Okay. Stop being behind me. It's awkward.
Right.
AKA Nikki doesn't like it when people are looking over their shoulder.
That's not what I'm assuming Karen doesn't either. Mm-hmm.
I'll just step to the side.
Anyway, can I help you all with something? Or like...
I thought maybe we could help you, but I really don't know.
Well, Avi, leader. So.
Add a character, can someone remind me what I agreed to with Morgana last session? Because I was not 100% headspaced.
So from what I understand,
I know it wasn't screwing you over making a golem body.
Yeah, golem body. She will help you with whatever you need right now. She will not fuck you over or the party. She's trying to turn over a new leaf. And if you do fuck her over, she knows exactly where Nora is, and you can say goodbye to your sister.
If I do fuck her over, I can say goodbye to my sister?
Yes.
Okay. Because I heard if you don't fuck her over, you can say goodbye to her, your sister. That's why I got like,
if you do fuck her over, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to clarify. Okay.
Oh, no. What would you do, though? Because that would fuck up our deal.
Because everyone have a deal but me. I want a deal.
What do you want?
Well, technically, and she flips through her notes. Third on my list? No, you're fourth. You're fourth. Asking for your help is my fourth. If the other three don't work out, I'll definitely come to you.
Right.
First.
Well, it's not a who. The top thing that I do in order to succeed is I become a god. That's what I have written here. I don't know how I would go about that, but that's just the ideal scenario.
It's an interesting pitch.
Uh-huh. My second one is I intimidate a god.
It's a lot more doable.
It's definitely more doable, but I would prefer to be a god.
Well, I think, wouldn't we all?
Right.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but if we don't do something soon, there will not be any more. So remember the whole tree, Wodan dying...
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah. This is back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What are you guys going to do? What's everyone doing here? What's your plan? What's important here?
I need Excalibur.
Okay. You can't just do that. You can't just make that noise.
I'm happy.
Shut up.
It's fine.
That was not a happy laugh. That was a ulterior motive. You're such a naive little boy laugh. I know the difference. I was in that bathroom.
It was in that bathroom. He's got a hotel.
I mean, we're in an enormous castle.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Well, yeah, don't do it here. People work here.
I mean, technically, that is not Rosemary and I at work. But that's not the point.
That's different. See,
double
that's
standards. Like, no, double no, no. standards.
That's different. That's different.
I didn't you guys work are there, to be
you
fair.
You guys are wholesome.
I mean, you guys don't work here, to be fair. So I don't know. I don't have a point here.
I think Micah does work here.
I do work here, kind of. I mean, I'm a contractor mostly, but clearance is all there.
Aaron, you got to let him go.
This
is so unprofessional. Wise.
This is when knocking at your door is someone you haven't seen in a little bit, Micah. It is your assistant.
Oh my God, Todd?
I'm going to add Todd to the list of names, but I am sending you who all this is.
Uh-oh.
Toddy?
Yay, boss.
Is that the social media manager guy?
With two D's.
Oh this, my God.
This is about a 4'10" man in this pinstripe suit of like brown and gold with slicked back hair and little glasses. Yeah, hey, Micah, with everything that happened, I didn't know if you got trapped in an extra dimensional space. So I was checking around, but I did get word from the boss that you're still here, which then I started looking for you. There was the whole thing with the crowd and like, you know me, I prefer to not associate with you in front of too many people, but...
Oh my God, bring it in. Give me a hug, dude. It is right, so yeah. good to see you. And holy again, shit.
4'10", like barely above waist height.
I look over at Morgana and I'm like, does this make you jealous now?
No.
I don't know.
Morgana, give me a sharp check because you may recognize this person.
Can I Ashton roll a sharp check? Because I feel like I know who this is.
Message me. I'll answer honestly.
I got an 8.
You get one question. Not who is this? Not who is this?
What did you say the mythology? Like, what did you say he was wearing?
He's in a brown suit with gold pinstripes. His hair slicked back and he has small circular glasses. He's about 4'10".
He's my best friend in this world.
Is this person someone that I have worked with in the past?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so. This person may have caused more mischief than you.
I don't even need to ask you.
Oh, I know what this is. I thought it at first, but I think I
should
I
also note that the slicked back hair is red.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Yeah, near to her close and consecrated bower while she was in her dull and sleeping hour.
Oh, I haven't seen you all before. You're some of Micah's friends. Hey, Todd, good fellow.
Friends is a strong word.
In my headcanon, he was always Todd, my manager, back when I was like originally Micah. Nice. And he was just in a different form. Like he's just always been Todd.
No, I'm a fixer. I get things done when things are needed done. And I make things move, make things happen. We'll just say I had a feeling some stuff was stirred up. So I figured I might need to pop in.
Yeah, been a long time. It's good to see you again.
Not work done. Whatever you did, I like it.
I don't either.
I mean, it's one of my better forms.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one.
Oh, this Aaron's is just happening like, it's not again. Yours. Okay. Now I get where this is going. That's what I sensed.
Okay. Okay, so we need quite a few things, buddy.
All right, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I need to find, Excalibur.
Yeah, I know. The sword. Have you asked Red over there? Because, let's be honest. Has she laughed when you brought it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know where it is. Or who has it.
Yeah.
You don't need to say we're obviously talking about you. I know we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to tell you where it is. Okay.
Awesome. It's good stuff. Yeah, see, yeah. It's great stuff. So, a lot of help.
Can I make a sensitive roll while they mention where Excalibur is on Morgana to see if she thinks of the location?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, balls.
That's a 12, and I do have the advanced sensitive.
All right. So, with the advanced, you get an impression as a 10 or more. Plus, you may ask one follow-up question.
Ooh.
So, what does she get from Morgana?
It's with my pet.
You get a follow-up question.
Who is your pet?
Oh,
the dark and twisty one.
Would I know that who that is or what that is based off prior research on Morgana?
Do you know what that is? Who we fucked with? Who's dark and twisty?
So many of us.
That's true. So many. Everyone.
Roll plus sharp. I'm also going to confirm something.
Does this count as a new phenomenon? Creature or phenomenon?
No. Well, I'm going to double check. Well, this would be based on things you already know, so no. Okay.
So when you encounter a creature or phenomenon, you may declare that you've seen it before.
Yeah.
I could use that. But I'm not encountering the creature. It's just the thought of the creature. So, okay. Does this count as researching strange or ancient secrets?
Sure.
10.
All right.
I wanted that plus one.
You get to give me 3 questions.
The fuck? Nikki doesn't know what this is.
All right. I will tell you it is someone you know or have encountered.
That narrows it down, I guess.
It does. It means you're not having to pull from actual mythology. It's within the game.
I know, but we've also encountered a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they normally located?
Normally, you see them with Nora.
Wait, is it Ezra?
Is that your second question? Either it's going to be right on the money or it's going to be a wasted question. Is that your second question? Because I can confirm or deny it absolutely. Sure?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. I scry on Ezra. And I don't do the bulb where everybody can see it thing.
Well, then you're probably going to need to step away if you don't want them to know you're scrying. Especially in front.
I have a foci, though. So can I use my eyeball as like an internal camera?
You can, but you're doing this in front of Morgan Le Fay. So anything you cast, be ready for her to recognize it.
There, I suppose.
With the foci being sneaky, I'll let it be a roll, but there is no guarantee that anything magical happens in front of Morgan Le Fay without her knowing what's up.
Yeah.
That's like being in front of Merle doing a spell.
He wouldn't do anything right now. He doesn't have the ambition for it.
He's not even in this universe.
Yeah. Also, Michael, how you like that little Arthurian twist on who he is and what that means about things?
It's very special.
I like that idea that he was also that person.
I didn't think about who his Arthurian counterpart would be. Shit, let me think.
Yeah, it's very good. It makes a lot of sense, and yes, I like it. And this will be fun.
I sent it to Ashton.
Oh, okay, great. I was gonna be like,
because that doesn't give away anything.
Oh, that's very good.
I love being the only non-Arthurian nerd on this channel. It's great.
Like the idea of him raising Arthur.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's like this.
Uh-huh.
So much makes sense.
I don't say anything out loud.
Okay.
All
right. While you're figuring that out, Todd Goodfellow is just going to be like, all right, so we got that one figured out. If she with the... Okay. I'm gonna guess that means tall, dark, and stupid, but I'll figure out where he's at.
All of our problems are just her fault at this point, I think. And not fault, it's just like she can solve them all for us.
Yeah, but welcome, where's the fun in that?
Exactly. So like why are we here?
Play your parts. You know?
I feel like we've done our parts.
Do I need to go into the whole all the world's a stage bullshit? We all have parts to play, okay?
Yeah, but I've done my job.
Yeah.
I'm not even part of this bullshit. Why am I? Like, I don't understand.
Also, sometimes Todd, we have additions. Sometimes the cast expands. I hear you're the new Merlin.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the real one, too. Hey.
The fuck do you mean the real one?
Like, you don't fucking know.
Like, the title Merlin?
No. Like, you're not the golem with, Well, I mean,
you fucking knew and didn't tell anybody.
Eh, I fucking know everything. It didn't serve me.
He knows everything.
He knows everything. Todd, do you have any weed on you?
Fucking yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You look like smoke or snack. Like I got edibles. It's the 21st century.
Oh, I'm not a fucking barbarian. This is some season one throwback. Let's go.
All right.
Can I actually have some of that?
Fucking yeah, here's a gummy worm.
Thank you. Oh my god, you know me.
He's the best. He knows everything.
God, he knows everything.
Can you answer a question for me?
Yeah, sure. I'm feeling fucking generous. I'm about to get high, so I don't care.
Oh my god, Todd's so cool.
Yeah, can Todd's you find Loki great.
For me?
Oh, good question.
You were asking me something, not asking me for something. Okay. Because asking me a question. Or okay, you're just asking, can I find Loki? I mean, well, it ain't easy, but yeah. I can find fucking anybody, especially somebody like him. We run in the same circles.
Okay, can you also find Merle?
Oh, come on, you gotta fucking know that, right? Like, it's you're asking about the same people.
Yeah,
Okay, okay. Which are you looking for? Are you looking for the Servant of Mischief in Chaos, or are you looking for the curly-headed, neurotic mess boy?
I'm looking for the mess boy. I'm always looking for the mess boy. Yeah, of course you
are. It feels very gummy warm. It makes sense.
And then she's looking for the chaos one.
Hey, you like him spicy. That's cool.
No, I want to kill him.
Oh, even better. Good luck with that. But can I find them? I'm Todd Goodfellow. I can find fucking anybody. Give me enough time.
What's the cost to kill you to find them?
That is where it gets fun. Okay, no, depends.
No, no, we're not making deals.
They asked for the cost. This is not a deal yet. All right, Micah. Not a deal yet. And also, I'm allowed to make deals.
I don't want to do anything for free, darling.
You're allowed to do whatever you're allowed to do.
They're wanting to know.
You're right.
Costs,
I have not trusted a man like I've trusted Todd before.
This is not the fucking dollar store, okay? Not everything's the same price. What you pay for is what you get. Now, which one do you want? Do you want their whereabouts? Do you want them brought to you? Or do you want me to bring you to them? All of these are different services with different fees and different costs.
Let's start up for 2 seconds.
Listen, I would laugh too. It's really funny when he does it to anybody else.
We'll start with the easiest of them, just location.
Okay. Well, I mean, location you're going to have to pay for either. Either way, given I gotta know where the fuck they are to do any of the others.
Obviously,
so
yes.
Smart move. Which one though? You're wanting the being a chaos. All right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I can give you a rough estimate now, and I would need a down payment, and then I gotta go knock on some trees to see if he's even in this plane of existence currently. At which point, it would cost more. All of that stuff. But given that you have recently been replaced by him and I love me some fucking vengeance, we'll say I can go figure some shit out and then I can get back to you with a quote.
Can you figure the quote out to bring him to me as well?
Okay.
Just so I can have both.
Oh, 100%.
The price difference.
100%.
Can I also get that quote?
I will say this, I can already see that your love is of the same relations as you, not in the biological sense, in the genitalia sense, but, and no judgment on that, that does mean I cannot ask for firstborn because love is love, but not everything makes a fucking spawn. So
I wouldn't give you my firstborn anyway. I'm not a fucking monster.
Oh, ouch. You don't know who you're dealing with, honey. Okay.
He's taken a lot of firstborns. You, very few of them are from monsters.
No, I'm just specifically talking about someone who killed me because I was the firstborn.
It wasn't personal.
Oh, this is fucking rich. It's one of them. You're hanging out with a fucking marker. Wait.
That's what we're called.
You got taken. Well, it depends who you're talking to. All right. You pay your debts with a marker, honey. It's fine. But she got taken. You got fucking free. No wonder you want him fucking dead. Does Nemu know about this shit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is gonna be good. I mean, for me and my entertainment. Morgi, she gonna fucking hate you on this one. She's probably stewing on that shit.
Fantastic. She'll get what's coming.
Oh, yeah, you're real funny there. Okay. Yeah, I will figure out a quote and all of that. I may have let some stuff slip with the first one, but you gotta know what you're getting into. Do know, my prices are non-negotiable. So you don't want to pay them, that's fine by me. I don't care. But, you know, once you gain the item, you must pay the price.
Well, don't give me the information until I know what the quote is, and I agree upon
it. Yeah, we'll see how that works out for you, dear. All right.
Question.
Yeah, what's up?
Could we possibly, just for old time's sake, get a category of payments?
Okay. Okay. Let's see, and I heard you about a quote. Look, I'm not going to not hear a deal to be made.
I just want to know who you want me to kill.
Oh, that's some fun shit. Okay. I'm going to remember. I don't got nobody going right now.
All right. Well, if you do, tip me up. Hey,
she's good for that.
No.
Literally anyone or anything.
Are you Galahad? Oh, gods.
Hi, yeah.
Okay. Literally yeah, I also know I'm not going to dick you over. I don't want to fucking be obliterated. Okay.
Yeah, good. I won't because I think you're very fun and cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking
But I could be persuaded.
Yeah, I bet you could, sweetheart. All right. Okay. Real simple. We'll make it real simple. The finder's fee for information on the whereabouts of either of them. Gonna be some gold. Okay. We're gonna need some gold coins. You just want the category. We'll get into specifics later. But with
He's
that.
He's gonna want some like cursed medallions or some shit.
Now he is.
Well, no, I was already planning for that to be a leprechaun situation.
Yeah. That's some shit.
I like that you have leprechaun. My brain immediately was like, oh, yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean, Black Pearl, got it.
That's what I would do. Also, yeah. I was in the.
I do have other obligations.
Yeah. Right before, you know, before you everything. Go.
Yeah. What's
before
up?
Before you go, can we? I just need like 1 minute of your time, just you and me.
Okay. Can I have a minute of your time?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Payment taken.
You need to learn how to barter better, dear.
That's fine. It's a tit for tat. Speaking of which, I have noticed, Morgy.
This is normal for us. Okay. So
is it around them or are we like going off?
No, I've already seen enough today.
I didn't say getting off, dear.
Oh, God.
I just want to be clear. I just like, and can you like do it in a place that's not a bathroom?
Also, by the way, wash your fucking hands. I can smell it.
Wash your hands.
I washed mine.
I washed mine.
Sometimes it's like garlic, okay? You need like a steel bar type thing. Whole deal.
Incredible.
Todd Goodfellow is the new Yesu.
One shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he is one shoe. I just made him one shoe.
He is one shoe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One shoe was this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I need just a moment of very private time with...
Oh, yeah, that's totally fucking fine.
Okay.
I will respect your office, Merlin. I will not just throw a bubble up. Yeah, let's just fucking step outside the door, right? Like,
that's okay, great.
Fine. And he goes and he opens the door to your office, but it's trees on the other side.
Incredible. Is anyone else listening?
You know, the boss is always listening.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I got to run something by you. Something in the, you know, I need, I need a moment in the liminal space with you.
Okay, we're talking about no eyes and ears. All right. Look, that's against the rules, but I don't give a shit about rules, so that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I think
he snaps his fingers and all of the trees just like fall away and we're in white.
Yeah, perfect. Space. Awesome. Great. I know we don't have much time before he, you know, blips out.
Oh, we got all the time in the world. I can tell too. By the way, how fucking long were you gone, boy?
Oh, God, dude. It was something. It was something. Yeah.
Yeah. I could have fucking helped you. I mean, granted, I would have charged you an arm and a leg because, like, this is kind of fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't know. Like, I knew, but, like, I didn't know. And then me didn't know. Nobody knew. I mean, I knew, but I didn't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. All right. I need help with a prank.
Okay. I love me a fucking joke.
Yeah. We're going to play a joke on the boss.
Like I said, I love me a fucking joke. It's why I work
for him. Yeah, you know I'm getting him that sword.
Yeah, and I know you're going to dick him over.
Yes, absolutely. I need a hand on that one.
Whose hand?
That's a good question.
I want to quickly estimate the amount of work, living or dead.
I mean, I just need some trickery.
I need some trickery. I'm fucking sorry. You asked for a hand, and we're dealing with the sword. You know, I didn't know if you need like one of your body's hands or like.
No. Actually, maybe a fake hand thing might work.
I
mean,
I would say about another hand, but I heard about what happened in the bathroom, so you already got that.
Well, I was going off in like a cartoonish direction, and I don't think that would be really applicable in this sort of setting. We need to get this sword once I give it to him away from him and then to me. We need to come up with a killer prank together. Okay. And you are the king of jokes. So let's make him laugh.
Oh, he ain't going to laugh, but we will.
Yeah. It's going to be.
Yeah, I'll cook up some stuff. We can't just put a fake one. You got to give him the real sword.
Absolutely. Deal has to be complete.
So, yeah. Yep. Now, if you got something in mind, I'm here to help you, man. That's my fucking payment. So
I have a few ideas, but we should stay in touch. We should have a couple of these sessions over the course of the next few days or weeks. And if you've got the time, then let's go.
Look, all right, here's what we're going to do. And he pulls out of his pocket a 3-leaf clover. He reaches down, tucks it in the back of one of your shoes. Just click your ears together 3 times and wish there's no place like home. All right.
God, that is incredibly embarrassing.
Oh, no. That means you'll have to do it when no one's around. The fuck?
God, I love you.
Oh, yeah, man. You do. Everybody fucking does. Whether they like it or not. Well,
I mean, the boss doesn't most of the time. And Titania either. She's not your biggest fan. Actually, I think she hates you.
Love, hate, you know, two sides of the same coin. I'll take it. Look, the thing is, ain't nobody not care about me. And that makes me number one. So here we go.
Oh my God. When will Todd take over from Oberon?
What? Oh my God.
I do think I figured out an NPC in the upcoming 2024 game. He will return. He may also be in Quest because he'll fit in Quest.
Yes. I want Todd in charge of everything.
No, you don't put him in charge of anything.
I want him in charge of everything, okay?
I want charge.
Charge lemonade, please.
So, that's it for now. If you all right, you know. All right, as within the deals, I am your servant. Don't make me say in front of nobody. Okay. No. Yeah, cool. Snaps his fingers, and you're back in the bathroom you were found in not long ago.
Of course. Thank you, Barry Ansel.
All right. So they walk through a door. The door closed. If you reopen it, obviously it's back to the White Council. So you guys do not have Micah with you.
So what are we going to do? Just wondering.
Wait for Todd.
Honestly, I was going to research.
Oh, sure.
Kind of what I do.
Okay, lately. Gross.
Research means more power. More power means more spells. More spells mean I can do things better and stronger.
Right. I can still kill anyone or anything without doing any research, but like go off. You know, it's different forms of the same power.
And I just like takes a deep breath and like lets it out very slowly. I am getting impatient and I want, well, obviously I want Loki dead and I want my wife back. Mm-hmm. It means Oberon's in my way. Mm-hmm. And as the Merlin, I need to figure out where these people are, or at least get someone to do it.
Okay. So what you sent me is the kind of magic you're trying to research, correct?
That was an idea that I have that I would like to do eventually, but I would not start researching that now with the present company.
Okay.
I will research if I can figure out how to scry across planes, because I do have a book on astral projection.
Ooh, yeah. Give me a sharps check.
Plus one for gaining knowledge.
Yes.
Ancient research, strange ancient knowledge. Yes. First time encountering something like this.
Yes. You have not looked across planes. Plus because you're not looking at merely timelines right now. You're looking at parallel existences, so.
Nice. That is a 9 plus 4, so 13.
All right.
You are going... This is investigate a mystery. I have the advanced moves for that.
All right. So you are going to figure out a ritual, but you're going to find out a few things. Lucky for you, one of them is very much in your grasp. You need incredibly rare crystals from Elysium. You already have a ball made of it.
Mm-hmm.
That ball lets you see through time and space. Using that as a focus, you'll be able to do this ritual.
Okay.
Other than that, it is going to take time with meditation, and we will need a roll so we see how clearly what you are able to glean.
Okay. Then I'm going to, well, that's going to take time for me to figure that out. So if anybody else wants to do something, yep. I guess. Go ahead.
Morgana, what are you wanting to do?
I currently am trying to, my target right now is Nimmu in all of this. I want that contract changed and I want it in my little hands. So I guess I am trying to start looking for answers on things the only way I know how.
And how is that?
So Morgana is a sorceress, so she doesn't really abide by a lot of the wizarding laws, meaning that she'll look at through time and space for ways to win. Kind of like a Doctor Strange moment of like,
gotcha.
Like going through the different, like that's her, she's basically that power. That if you're looking at her wheelhouse, it's hexes, jinxes, and that time and space magic.
All right.
And surprisingly healing. She's very good at that too.
Yeah, but she doesn't do it very often, does she?
Look, horrible things have happened in her life and it made her change in not very nice ways.
Fair. Accurate.
We've all been there.
All right. So you're looking for information right now, correct?
Yeah. I'm just looking through information to try and figure out ways we can possibly win against whatever we're looking at.
Give me a sharp check.
I'm going to use luck. I rolled like a 4, natural 4 for a 5. So I'm using luck.
All right. Do you have the advanced move for read a bad situation or investigate a mystery?
I do not, because I finally just reached level 5.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to do this like read a bad situation. So, or no, it'd be investigate a mystery because you're looking about info on Nimmu, and investigating a creature is investigate a mystery. So you have 3 questions.
Okay.
While you're pondering that, I doubt it, but Wednesday, is there anything you're off doing?
Yes. So,
all right.
Remind me, so the Greek gods, not all of them are like on Earth. So where are the other ones, just like on, what's the lore of this? Like, where are the other ones that are not?
So
where are the gods that are not on Earth?
You have not looked into this.
Yeah, I would like to.
You know that the big ones, mm-hmm. Hades, Poseidon, Zeus, Dionysus,
I'm looking Ares, for a specific 12, one of the 12.
Who?
I'm looking for Aphrodite.
Aphrodite was one of the ones released when the big release was done, but you have not heard anything from her.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Basically, the big players were all in that cage that got released.
Right. Right, right, right. Okay. I would like to see if I can find out anything about where she would be.
Yeah. What are you using to find out info?
Great question. Where's my character sheet? It's pulled up. I promise. You know what? No, it's not. Where actually, hold on for some reason. Okay. I mean, Oh, here we go. I'm going to use I know my prey, so I get a +1 ongoing when knowingly investigating, pursuing, or fighting the breed of monster that caused your loss, which is gods. So investigation? Yeah, investigative history.
Yep. Yeah, that gives you a bonus when you are investigating. What are the resources you're using, what I'm asking?
Oh, I mean...
You're in the White Council.
First of all, yeah. Yes, I want to, dig through some books, but I also want to use my own knowledge of having researched gods in the past and finding locations like that.
Yeah.
Because if I've heard anything.
Give me a sharp check. You get +1 because of know your prey.
Whoa. 10.
All right. You get 3 questions.
Shit. I wasn't prepared.
That's fine. While you're thinking of that, we will continue the circle around. Karen, are you going and doing this spell?
Yes, I would go into the room, the back room, and I would lock the door behind me so okay. Morgana cannot follow me.
All right, so you're going to start preparing for that spell because it does take time. Mm-hmm. Morgana, do you have answers for or questions for your 3 questions?
Yes. I would like to know, what items do we need for the best possible future?
1 second. The best possible future when facing Nimue.
When facing Nimue, because I think it's going to come down to that.
There is an item you're going to need, and it is kept very secure. You're going to want, your best odds are if you have the Flame of Prometheus. What else?
All right. Second question.
Yes.
What particular choices must be made to have the correct future? Or not correct, but have the best possible future?
Arthur needs to have the sword.
What does Arthur need?
The sword. Excalibur. Galahad needs to have the flame. And no matter what futures you see, best outcomes, someone will die. By someone, I mean someone. There are multiple outcomes that can result in different people dying, but you have not seen an outcome where no one dies. One more.
There's so many more questions I need to ask, but I think I need that one. I can look and do that another time. Is there a good possible future where my children will not have to make the same sacrifices I have?
Yes. So, while Karen is off preparing the spell, Morgana scrying through the multiverse in a very dangerous fashion that is not safe or wizardly, and Wednesday beginning to look into Aphrodite, I assume Micah teleports back.
For certain. No.
Teleport of shame.
Teleport of shame.
There's still shame, but it's over very quickly. Micah returns. Everybody's here except Karen. All right. If nothing else, then...
I have my questions, if you want.
Oh, you do have your questions.
Yes, I do. In
the circle. You have your 3 questions.
I do. My first question is, would she be mad at me after everything I did? Do you think Aphrodite would be mad?
Yes.
Or would she, kind of be into it? No? Okay. No. Okay, well, great.
Here's the thing. She is married to Aries.
Right.
So does love herself a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
But angry with you? Yes. Now, is she the kind of person who hate fucks? Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. Fantastic. Okay. And does she have a physical form that I can talk face to face with?
Yes.
On Earth? Okay. How can I get her attention or earn her favor?
That is interesting. Getting her attention means doing something or appearing to have done something more beautiful than her. I never said it was good attention.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say earn her favor, but it's fine.
Yeah, you said or.
Yeah, that's totally fair of you. Fuck. Okay.
You can always try earn her favor. You can always just try the good old classic sacrifice a farm animal with the right religious rites. She's a god.
Right.
But that is three. So finally, okay. Yeah. Karen, it is time to actually do the spell. Roll plus weird.
Do I get any of my bonuses because of the thingies that I have?
Yes.
Nice. That is a 13.
All right. So you're going to get three questions, and I give you an added benefit.
I'm looking for Loki.
Oh, nice. You'll find Loki.
Where is he?
So where you find Loki currently, I'm trying to think how to describe it from where you would see. There is a dark room, kind of like a war room. This very like big table, circular light above it, many chairs around it. You have two more questions.
Who else is at the table?
You'll see a few faces you recognize. You'll see Zeus. You'll see someone you haven't seen in a while, which is the possessed body that is the puppet of Pyron. You'll see Hades. You'll see a woman there you don't recognize. Actually, two women. One much more intense looking than the other. You have one last question.
Zooming out, I want to get the closest approximation of where they are.
The Pentagon.
Oh, goddammit!
Given what you know, this may be a reforming of an Olympus. Welcome to 2000 Tales, brought to you by the Roleplays Network.